Hello, my friends, and welcome to the Journey to Grateful podcast, a podcast to help clarify the process of loss and grief through experiences shared from myself and others living with loss. I'm your host, Tim Begonia, and this is show number 121. In this podcast, I will review the many common myths of grief to help you better prepare for the road ahead. Now, today, I'd like to break from my traditional introduction and speak honestly with you just for a moment. The Journey to Grateful podcast is approaching the end of its third season. With over 100 episodes, some might actually declare this podcast a success. How I declare it a success is by the feedback I receive of any episode which may have touched someone, or comments on a specific subject which allowed someone to better understand the true process of grief, providing inspiration for them to begin to move forward, perhaps. So let me be clear. These comments are not important to me because it's a nice attaboy for my ego, but instead, it's the manner in which I can best gauge if what I'm sharing is hitting as I had hoped it would. It also helps me to understand what the community as a whole might like to hear going forward, and what discussions help you the most on your journey. So now I need to ask you to do me a favor. It's been several months since I've received a review over at Apple Podcasts, and I'd like to ask you to consider leaving your feedback there for others to read. Now, here's the technical reason why this matters. You see, reviews on Apple Podcasts allow Apple to see that there's interest and engagement with this podcast, which in turn encourages Apple to offer up the podcast to more potential listeners who could use a grief resource to help them on their journey as well. Now, as always, you're invited to join the Journey to Grateful community and share your story to help others better understand grief, how it affects us moving forward, and how best to navigate its difficult path. You will see in the next few weeks, I will be adding more and more to our blog feature, which is called Stories. I also encourage you to invite others to join the community on Facebook and Instagram, subscribe to the podcast on whatever platform you prefer to listen to your podcasts, and find quick links to do both over at journeytograteful.com. So today's episode, 5 empowering strategies to help you reconnect with life in grief, will focus on actionable concepts to help you take steps forward through your grief. From personal experience, I am aware how daunting and complicated the entire idea of moving forward can be. But I believe if we approach it honestly, with strategies in hand, we can more successfully begin to move forward toward a life after loss. So let's dive in and begin our discussion to help lead us toward reconnecting with life in grief. Before I get into the 5 strategies, I need to share with you the most important phrase regarding grief, which you will absolutely need to hold on to for the rest of your life, and certainly during your attempt at achieving beneficial steps forward in grief. In fact, this phrase is so important, I would urge you to commit this to memory. Grab your phone and make a note if you need to. Whatever it takes for you to remember this phrase is what you need to do right now. So here it is. When it comes to grieving, there's no one-size-fits-all solution. There's little doubt you've heard it before in one form or another, but here's an important question I need you to consider right now. Do you actually believe this to be true? Do you believe this phrase, when it comes to grieving, there's no one-size-fits-all solution? Because if you do, then there's nothing that anyone outside your grief can say to shake the ground you walk on while navigating this path, because you know not every solution in grief works the same for everyone. But if you don't believe it, you will then find what people say or subtly suggest well, that will hit you and stick with you in a much different lingering manner. For instance, someone might say, maybe we'll get together when you're finally over it. Or another might suggest, don't you think it's time to move on? Now, if you're a longtime listener, you know these phrases set me off. And I believe that they should set everyone off because they hold on to old myths which have no place in supporting someone in their grief because they do exactly the opposite. But this episode isn't about that. It's about the hard-to-grasp idea of moving forward and how this might actually be possible even for you today. Now, you may wonder why I began with that phrase. When it comes to grieving, there's no one-size-fits-all solution. It's because this next step in processing grief will need you to have this phrase at the ready, this idea of taking a step forward toward living will be a difficult one. And it will not only happen for you the way that it does for someone else. And in fact, this phrase needs to be at my side as well. Now, don't forget, I'm walking this walk right alongside you. I'll be completely transparent here. If you haven't yet figured it out, much of what I speak of here is just as much for myself as it is for you. Even as I approach completing the fourth year since the passing of my wife, Colleen. The title of this episode, in fact, was chosen for very specific reasons. You'd actually be surprised at the time and consideration that goes into creating just a title, none of which has anything to do with analytics or grabbing potential listeners' interests, and everything to do with what the words mean. 5 empowering strategies to help you reconnect with life in grief might have been more easily phrased as life after grief, 5 things to know, but it would fall short of what it really needs to convey. Connecting, reconnecting, has been chosen because when you lose someone, you lose yourself. You lose what you have had planned with your loved one. You lose hope. You lose faith, and so much more. Reconnecting is a word chosen not only to describe its action with the word life, but it alludes to so much more that we need to reconnect with because of and in spite of our grief. The words in grief instead of after grief are very, very intentional here. I feel there is truly no after grief, as grief will always be a part of our life, just as the love we still have for a loved one is, and always will be, a part of our life. Does that make sense? And in addition, we need to understand that our reconnection to life will happen within our grief, right alongside it. And next, I chose the word strategies because it more closely represents the complex work that will need to be done by all of us to strategically and intentionally take steps to move forward. It alludes to the complexities involved in doing so and suggests this process will not be a simple step 1, step 2, step 3 scenario. And lastly, the word empowering is not used here as a buzzword of the day, but instead my sincere hope for us all to feel empowered at some point in this process, because we all know it has been quite a while since we've felt even close to being empowered by anything, as this loss has taken that away from us, hasn't it? It's time to outline the 5 empowering strategies to help you reconnect with life in grief that we all need to consider in order to take steps forward successfully. Now, I'll begin with one important strategy, which I hope is already a part of your grief journey today. Celebrate their life. Now, don't dwell on their death instead. Focus on their life, their triumphs, their impact on your life, and on many others' lives. This helps to keep their memory alive. It helps to remind you of all you have to be grateful. And it also allows you to redirect your focus toward the best of who they were and what they meant to you. Equally as important, during your celebrating of their life, say their name and encourage others to do the same. Share stories among family and friends and engage in a different way with them by asking this powerful question: what's one favorite memory you have of him or her? You will be pleasantly surprised at the outcome of this simple exercise for you and for them. Another strategy refocuses your attention upon someone very important in your life today. Redefine what you want for you. Actually making efforts to move forward is one of many decisions involved in the process of moving forward. And there are very, very many decisions. Other important decisions you make within this process need to be hyper-focused on what's best for you in the space you are currently in. The answers to the what's best for you question may change over time, and that's fine. You need to adjust with it and be aware of its changes as you begin to take steps forward, and be flexible, honest, and open with these changes as you rediscover yourself. Next up is an important exercise in taking that first step forward. Do something unexpected, at least once. Also known as embracing the uncomfortable, sometimes we just need change and to change our view in order to change our perspective. Even if the view is simply a new view of ourself, but maybe it's a new geographic view. That is also very appropriate here. So go somewhere you've always hoped to go. Drive a different way home, perhaps. Explore a new city alone. Stand on a desk and change your current viewpoint of the space you're in. Experiment with the idea of change by actually doing something to change. Whether that be your clothes, your hair, your usual whatever. Shake things up. Shake yourself up. And try something unexpected. And again, focusing on you, this next strategy can never be emphasized too much. Allow yourself grace through the process. This overall process won't be easy, so prepare for struggle in a whole new way. Refocusing on yourself will be an awkward situation, and it's going to be difficult at times. However, giving yourself permission to walk through this step may be even more difficult and more important than you might think. Giving yourself permission, that's going to be difficult, but you have to. You may feel you are leaving your loved one behind by attempting to move forward. But remember, you control how you bring them along with you in this process. Everything you've done so far, in many ways, has allowed you to bring along your love for them, your memories of them, and your initial goals with them on this journey. Taking steps forward to live once again does not mean you must leave them behind. Make room for them, for they have been an important part of your story, and they always will. No matter the path you choose ahead, they will be part of the next chapter deep inside you. And lastly, one thing to never forget, it's almost foundational to this whole process. Remember, you are here to live. Now, it's all well and good to read about things experts say that you need to do in order to move on. Take long walks, meditate, get back out there, whatever that means, I'm not quite sure. Take up a hobby, bury yourself in your work, talk to somebody, don't wallow in sorrow, avoid things that remind you of your loss, and so much more. They go on and on and on. Here's what we need to keep in mind, though. Pretty much every strategy is highly dependent on the individual and that person's unique experience. For some, redirecting focus away from their loss might work. However, I would question for how long that can be effective. And when you come right down to it, we are all different. And something that works for one doesn't always translate to someone else. These five strategies here are no different. Through this journey, if we've learned anything, it's that phrase I asked you to commit to memory early in this episode. When it comes to grieving, there's no one-size-fits-all solution. But dare I say, the one thing which is similar for us all is that we are here to live. For whatever reason, we are still here. And I'm sure at one time or another, we've all asked why that is. We've pleaded that we should have been taken instead and have felt the guilt associated with being here without our loved one. All these feelings, this specific struggle, it doesn't change the truth of the matter. We are here to live. And wouldn't it be a shame if we didn't? If we wasted this chance? I remind myself weekly how fortunate I was that Colleen had the chance to express to me her wish for me to live on when she was gone. And I've mentioned before what an unbelievable gift that has been, but I would like to suggest we all might easily assume our loved one would want us to live on. Don't you think? Down deep, don't you believe that? And to that end, I believe we need to do just that. Live. The challenge is that we just have to discover how to do that, don't we? The fifth strategy could easily be titled, Find a Way to Live. And it too would be accurate, because that's what we're trying to do every day. Find a way to take another step toward living again. And here's the question which has yet to be answered. How do we do that? And I believe the most important step is to try. That's it. Try. Yes, it sounds simple, but if we don't try, well, we can't accomplish anything, can we? So this idea that we must remember we are here to live requires us to do something in order to do so. This will look different for everyone. Some may make sweeping changes, possibly move, start over, so to speak, while others might decide to honor what they have had and in actionable ways show their gratefulness for the chance they had to be a part of their loved one's life. In essence, this entire strategy, remember you are here to live, is a large boulder at the top of a hill. Once you acknowledge it and really start the work, once you nudge it to start rolling, so much else will roll right with it down that hill. If you accept that you are here to live, you just may allow yourself to live. And once you allow yourself to live, you will allow yourself to take steps forward to redefine your life. And in doing that, I believe you will allow yourself to honor your loved one in the greatest way possible, by living once again and bringing their memory and your love for them along into your life going forward, just as you did yesterday or last week. As you may remember, my wife Colleen's first husband passed suddenly in July 1999 when their daughter was just 9 months old. And because Colleen found a way to accept she was here to live, she could do so for that little girl. She could do that for herself. And in turn, she did that for her late husband, bringing his story and his memory along with that boulder that she nudged off the hill. And I too benefited from her strength and her determination to live forward, and I am forever grateful for that. The fact is, I'm here today to pass on her strength to our children, to my friends, and to our families, as well as to you. Because the idea of living forward can truly empower you to strive for and create a life you might have thought was done. And in turn, it will allow you to do something equally incredible, and that is live beyond grief. Thank you again for listening to the Journey to Grateful podcast. I am thankful for you taking the time to listen to this podcast and sharing it with others. I encourage you to stop by the community on social media, share your story and your insights on grief, and join our family in helping others on this path. Head on over to journeytograteful.com/community to find ways to join in the conversation and make a difference through your story. And while you're on the site, sign up for my bi-monthly newsletter designed to provide you inspiration and motivation. And if you would like a more personal connection, I invite you to connect with me via email, tim@journeytograteful.com. But why should we stop there? Please give me a phone call, leave me a voicemail, or simply text me anytime. The phone number is 262-298-2428. That's 262-298-CHAT. And lastly, help me build this community, broaden my reach, and support my mission by reviewing this show and telling others why you listen over at Apple Podcasts. I provided you a leave a review button over at journeytograteful.com on the homepage and on the podcast page. Your support of this podcast through your comments is a very, very important and powerful thing that you can do today, and I thank you so much for doing so. Today, I would like to share a simple thought I ran across nearly a year ago. It's just three words, but I think their message is quite appropriate for today's show. So take a moment to sit with this just a while and revisit it whenever you need. Belief precedes success. The action of believing is a powerful thing, so perhaps it's time we all start believing. Thank you again, my friends, for joining me today. Let me know your thoughts on today's episode or any previous episodes. And for those who are walking on their path with grief, I hope that you find a way to walk confidently on your journey to grateful. Bye-bye.